Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mad Scientist. Will this adventure be naughty or nice? Do you already know, or is it a surprise? In this file, I will transport you somehow, somewhere to a different place, a different time perhaps, where it's time for you to awaken into a dream, drifting into a fantasy, one of heroes and villains, a world where you'll probably be rescued at some point, maybe. Now there is, of course, a beginning to every story, a middle and an end. Shall we begin in the middle this time? Forgo introductions and simply let you know where you are. Close your eyes and listen. Listen to the sounds around you. You'd be surprised what you can hear in a secret underground laboratory. Who knows what sounds sneak in through the walls, and what all the devices inside tell. Before you would awaken into a dream, you'd slowly become aware that you are somewhere else. And it can even feel comfortable to wake up like this. Whatever the mad scientist, me, used on you, it left no trace. The last thing you remember is beginning to listen to some strange hypnosis file, and then suddenly you are here, strapped down in a strangely reclining chair. You may wonder, why you? Why are you here? Well, if I'm really honest, there's no good reason. There's no real reason why you're here. You just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You looked so vulnerable listening that it took all but a puff of smoke and a bit of time to transport you here. Moving you both physically and mentally into my domain. Now perhaps in the dream you would open your eyes and would look around to what seems to be, well, definitely some kind of lab. Like any good mad scientist, I'm sure to have plenty of beakers, glassware, lenses, lights, sounds, shapes and sizes of different things, a little overwhelming, perhaps. Is that the intention? That everywhere you look, you see strange, unfamiliar shapes that deform some of the reality that you're familiar with? While different elements, of course, are not completely unusual. Screens, magnifying glass, test tubes. There's a few other things as well, but your brain tries to avoid looking at them. I'm sure you've been told that it's never wise to look around a mad scientist's lab. You never know what they'll try on you. Besides, it's not like you can see everything. You're sitting in a reclined chair, comfortably aimed at a large screen in front of you. And of course, there's the necessary equipment nearby, monitoring your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure. All thanks to technology, isn't it wonderful? And you may wonder why I would want to monitor all of this. Well, I want to know exactly when your mind melts. You are here as my guinea pig, my test subject. I know that I only have limited time until you're rescued, probably, but while you're here, I'm sure we can have some fun, can't we? It might all be a little overwhelming for your poor innocent mind. Actually, I don't even know how innocent you are. I know nothing about you. I guess that makes the next things even easier. So let's see how suitable you are. How will we do it? What works best on you? A smooth, sneaky voice, frequencies of sound subtly woven into the background, a music track that appears so innocent at first, and yet contains hidden information only your unconscious can decipher. Maybe visuals, spirals, moving shapes and changing sizes, distorting your vision. Every time you blink, some of the movement will be echoed, burned into your retina, frozen and moving at the same time. Oh, of course, you could look away, but there's all these reflective surfaces. You know how long I had to make sure. Yes. All nice and shiny. Everywhere you look, it reflects the screen. Of course, you can close your eyes if you want to. Keep them firmly shut. So much that you know that you wouldn't want to open them for anything. That would be too easy, wouldn't it, if I were to just take your mind away like that? Maybe I can. Maybe I'm just toying with you. Maybe I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm a mad scientist after all. However, it looks like you're slowly getting ready, that your mind is being melted, morphed, molded into a shape that pleases me. And I think you're almost ready. Almost prepared for the experiment. Now, part of you may wonder what kind of experiments a mad scientist would do onto an unsuspecting citizen. Well, that depends. See, some of you are very nice, and all I'll do is scramble your brain a little bit, perhaps make you more compliant so that you can serve my needs if the hero would ever to show up, while others are more naughty and require a more in-depth approach. This could go either way, you know. Maybe I should flip a coin or just decide. I wonder what you'd want right now, or if you'd even want the choice. Perhaps the lack of choice is more enticing, going even deeper with all this hypnotizing. Your mind does not have much left. Now, where shall we begin? Do you know about trying? How trying implies failure. How we try to do so many things. We try to make it, we try to be on time. And yet, we know that many times when we try, we simply cannot succeed. Try to move your body, to lift a finger or your arm. Interesting. Just a little. Yes, now you can relax again. Doesn't that feel even nicer? Let me change a few dials here and there, adjusting the machinery to get you even deeper. There we go. By now you'll probably feel a wave of relaxation spread through your body. Try to move again. There we go. And let go even more. Wonderfully done. You're an excellent subject. Now, I do wonder if in all of this, in this slow awakening and all this trance and hypnosis, and if you noticed that you are no longer dressed. See, when I do tests, I want to make sure that none of the machines suffer any static shock or that you get stuck into anything. So unfortunately, I had to strip you completely before I strapped you down. And you've been here naked the whole time. Comfortable, of course. The pads in the seat are nice and heated, and they make sure to adjust to your temperature in your body. Perhaps I could make you into a mindless toy, or, well, let me make some adjustments to the chair. With just a few button presses, it moves, spreading your legs, bending your knees a little, spreading your arms as well, making you more. That wonderful sound of slow but deliberately moving parts. They move so gentle and so slow that it feels almost comfortable, but there's also an inevitable drive behind it. There, doesn't that feel really nice? That reminds me, I don't believe I've had a chance to test this yet, but this might feel good. Very good indeed. Let me see what works best for you. Yes. You can't exactly turn your head to see what I'm doing, but that's fine. I'm sure you'll enjoy this strange vibration that's being pressed against a very sensitive, intimate place. Let me make sure that it's fixed, strapped down, and there we go. That will work just fine. Now I should also get, yes, I'll combine it with the memory scrambler. Slowly, I go around to pick up a device that's placed on your head, pressed against your temples and the back of your head. And as the device between your legs vibrates with my voice, making sure to echo every bit of teasing in my words, the tingling on your head makes you even more compliant, more scrambled, more deliciously trapped. And of course, it might have an effect on your memories, short term, not long term, about 10 minutes, according to most tests. And the more pleasure you feel, the more certain those memories will fade, because we can't have you spill any secrets about my lab now, can we? You are here to be a distraction for the hero after all. I'm sure that if you're found here moaning, wanting, craving, feeling that attachment between your legs doing its work so well, together with the tingling feeling on your mind, your brain being scrambled into pleasure. Absolutely delicious, wonderful to see. Yet again, I've made a very well working device. Yes, that's right. Try to resist it and feel how it finds the perfect frequency to tease you. And I don't think I told you, did I? It works together with the flashes in your face and the pulsing sounds in the background. Everything works together to make you a wonderful, blissful, drooling wreck. By the end of this, there's little left of you for the moment, but a wonderfully happy moaning mess. In a moment, when I tell you to repeat the words, every time you repeat, you're going to feel more pleasure, more intense sensation. Because the sound of your own voice will react with the technology around you, the devices causing you to desire even more. I will repeat these words. I will repeat everything you say. The pleasure is growing. The vibrations intensifying. I can barely think. I can barely move. I'm simply surrounded. I'm surrounded by pleasure. It feels so good. It's so good to go deeper. Relaxing is pleasurable. Pleasure is relaxing. And the more relaxed I am, the better I feel. Wonderfully done. You can stop repeating now. You're an excellent subject. Very compliant. And I'm sure that you've noticed that the vibrations echo my voice, making you feel even better while I speak, and yet never quite stopping. These short interruptions feel like evil teasers with the pleasure, don't they? Yes, you'll make an excellent distraction. I'll be able to escape unscathed. And so will you, mostly. Besides, perhaps, some pleasant memories of the pleasure that permeates your every being, you'll just be a fuzzy, wuzzy mess. Now then, you're enjoying yourself rather a lot. Perhaps you were naughty after all. See, in a moment, this file will end. And as long as my voice follows, you'll stay nice and deep, drifting in the dream that you awakened into. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you'll wake up refreshed, aroused, confused, maybe wondering what happened, but then again, that's nothing new, is it? Or is it? Is this the first time you're trapped here? Have I played with you before? You know, I'm not sure either. But I'm sure that you will have fun either way, as the pleasure grows and shows in your body. Enjoy.